Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com. Let's get it started in
here. Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good afternoon, everyone, and I'm so glad that you are here. What a crazy busy day. I'm telling you, we are all over the place, and of course, we were here this morning from 6 to 8, and had a great time over at the Ventura Harbor Festival, Harbor over there. We were having a festival over there. We were making strides against breast cancer, and what a huge turnout, and thank you so much for everybody that showed up. And of course, I'm heading over to the Westlake Hyatt for the Conejo Home Show, and I'll be there today and tomorrow, so I hope that everybody gets this. Stop by there. There's going to be some great ideas and all that good stuff. Well, if you are just tuning in with our show right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Jennifer is actually gone. She's actually out at the fair right at the Westlake Hyatt. And, of course, I'm over here and then heading over there. So I do want to give us out our phone number here. And the phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. That is the number that is going to get you to all these amazing events that we have going on. I can't wait to share all of them with you. I do want to remind you of our shows in the morning, 6 to 8, and it's all about the brighter side of the 805. That's what we talk about here. We've got Tom here. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's good. Beautiful afternoon again. A warm one here in Ventura County.
There you go. What do you got going on this afternoon? You're like me. We're like all over the place.
Tomorrow's hockey.
Okay.
We're going to go out and kick around in some of the Halloween stores with a kid. My kid's a big fan.
There you go.
Yeah, huge fan. He's scared of everything but wants to be scared by everything.
So he's one of those that look with his, you know, yeah, that's what my kids and I do. I'm like, let's go, but let's, you know. So we kind of like hold each other back, but it's all fun.
He loves it.
Anyways, well, I'm really excited. I'm going to be tonight going over to Hope's Haven, and then and also I'm squeezing in a celebration of life and to my friends. Dad, who was actually one of my greatest listeners, and the Odo family, just you know, sharing the love out there. And it's great when somebody makes a footprint in your life. So anyways, again, Tom, we are so excited to have all these great giveaways. I want to introduce Nelson Cooper here.
How you doing?
Good. Thanks so much for being in the studio with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited. We've got tickets to this Halloween Haunt Dead Zone 805. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for sharing those with our show.
Oh, yeah.
And our listeners. And I can't wait. Is it going to be scary in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's an artist.
We improve every year.
I love that. How long have you been doing it?
This is our third year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's our first year indoors, so we have a lot more control over the environment and stuff. So.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to be talking about that. And he's got two locations. Is that correct?
No, it's one location. Okay. We're inside of Halloween Planet.
Oh, yeah.
And they have two locations. They have one in Oxnard by Fry's and then one over here by Golf and Stuff in Ventura.
Okay. And that's where you are.
Yes, we're in Ventura.
Right here, you guys. I've got tickets for you. Call in. Let's just start off right now. Give a couple pairs of tickets away. That's 805-419-0008. That's the dead zone. You could see it from the freeway right there, and it's the dead zone in the 805, the Halloween hunt. Tom, you want to talk about all of our other great giveaways?
Yes, let's go with it. For the 2 o'clock show, which you're listening to right now, we have great restaurants, Paul Martin's, Famous Dave's, and the favorite, because I do have children, The Habit. Free kids meal. After hockey, we go to The Habit. That is, as you would say,
The Habit. It becomes a habit.
October 28th, Fork It Over, 6 to 9 o'clock, and that's at the Palm Garden Hotel. Beautiful event. We have tickets for that. It involves Girl Scout cookies. How could you go wrong there? Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, two big shows. How about Winona Judd and the Big Noise Christmas? We go from Halloween to Christmas. And we also have the very funny Scotsman. That is Craig Ferguson, December 12th, 12, 12, 15. And that's in Thousand Oaks at the Civic Arts Plaza.
There you go. And not to forget what we were giving away this morning, I'm actually going to do a little couple shout-outs here. But we do have the Dream Cuisine. And I've got a couple pairs of tickets left. That is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And that's the 6th annual Simi Valley Dream Cuisine, Wish Upon a Star. And, oh, my God, I just got a list of all the people that are going to be there. And we've got Alex the Greek, just Burger Express, Carlos Bistro, Chewy's. I have to tell you, Chewy's salad, this chicken salad is to die for. I'm like, I kind of been like going there. Anyways, Dickie's Barbecue. We've got Popeye's, just on and on and on. And I'm telling you, it's going to be so much fun. So if you're interested in going tomorrow night at 5 o'clock in Simi Valley, right off of Royal Avenue. I've got tickets for you. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. Nelson Cooper, welcome.
How you doing?
How's it going?
Good.
Good. Tell us a little bit about Halloween Haunt and the Dead Zone 805.
Sure. Yeah, it's a zombie-themed post-apocalyptic Halloween haunt.
And so you're an artist, right? So where did this idea just like start, and how did you get, you know?
I've always been fascinated with horror, especially zombies.
Okay, you're making me scared. No.
And they're just so fun to create, the environment and everything. So, of course, I love The Walking Dead and stuff like that. It's really inspiring to watch those shows. And
so is this for families? I mean, or is it too scary, or is it more for teens, or is it, talk to us?
We do recommend like 10 and up.
Okay.
But, I mean, parents know their kids best, so we tell them, you know, if they can watch something like The Walking Dead, then welcome. Come on in. But for the most part, it's just a little gore and violence.
Because people are going to, like, touch us, grab us?
No one should be touching you.
Okay. You know, you just got to make sure those ask those questions, right?
Exactly, yeah. But you know some of the haunts they do, they get pretty...
Yeah, they'll come behind you, grab your neck, and you're, like, freaking out. I'm like, was this part of the acronym that I just get, you know? No. So tell us a little bit, where are you guys located?
We're at 5353 Walker Street, Ventura, California, and we're inside of Halloween Planet. So if you see the big giant pumpkin off the 101 freeway, we're right inside of there. And it's cool because it's a Halloween store in there, Halloween Planet. So, and they're one of the biggest in the county, I believe. So you have a good selection, so you could check out the haunt and then do your Halloween shopping
at the same time. I love it. You could actually dress up and be part of it, right? Yeah. That would be scary. What does it cost to get in there?
It's $13.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And what are the times and how long is it going for?
We're going up to Halloween, and we're open every Friday and Saturday night from 7 to 10.
So it's only Fridays and Saturday night?
Halloween weekend, we are open that Thursday. So we're Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
You can find out all the information on online, www.halloweenhaunt.com. deadzone805.com.
Okay, and so question, you have a story about the Dr. Red Eyes. Tell us a little bit about that. Yeah, you did a little research because we don't really post that too much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, he's a character in our haunt, and like I said, it's a zombie apocalypse theme. He was a doctor who was working on a vaccination to prevent zombie infection. And what he ended up making was a medicine that preserved your intelligence. So he's quick, he's fast, he can move, you know, fast, and he can talk, and he can use his brain. So, but he has the cravings that zombies have of wanting to attack you and bite you. So he's just much smarter than your average zombie. So yeah, he's in the haunt, and he chases you around.
Oh, so somebody does chase you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. People are chasing. Yeah.
People are chasing.
Yeah. Well, so, zombies are chasing.
Yeah. So is it, can you see in there? Can you tell I'm like just like kind of getting prepped here to go there?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's low lighting.
Yeah.
And there are areas that are completely dark. But for the most part, it's just really low lighting. And I think it just creates a better atmosphere and effect.
Yeah. That's really cool. Do you think Cole would dig that?
Yeah, you know, it's always hard to say. He likes going to the typical stuff, and I will say these local, haunted houses, if you will. I've been to the big ones out at you know where and you know where. A lot of times those are way overrated, and you wait in line for three bloody hours to go through a 4-minute hustle through.
Yeah,
I would highly recommend you go to this local rather than.
I know. I'm really excited.
Know, people can say, well, and I'm not putting the other ones down.
No.
But trust me, I've taken my kid there, and oi.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oi,
You become a zombie because you're moving very slowly through the lines.
There you go. That's true. This is your third year doing that, right?
Yeah.
And so kind of what's your journey? I know you said you're an artist and you do tattooing, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I tattoo throughout the year. It keeps me pretty busy. I got a lot of other projects that I do as well.
What are you working
on? Special effects stuff. And I do.
Studio at all?
No, I haven't done anything for the studios too much. It's mostly a mask making. I do stuff for a company called Cuzzolo Inc. They keep me pretty busy. And just different projects, a lot of custom orders and stuff.
That's cool. So, one is where can our listeners buy tickets if they don't win them here?
Well, you can buy them on the nights of the events.
Okay.
So we have a ticket booth.
Okay.
And you can also get them online on our website.
Okay. Yeah. Give out your website.
Yeah. It's www.deadzone805.com. And there's a link on there to buy tickets.
Okay. And why did you go with the zombies? Because that's something like that you...
I've been a huge zombie fan. It's long as I can remember. It's a lot of fun to like create like the zombie world. It's just awesome. I really enjoy doing it.
Have you always done that from even when you were real young?
I think I would say probably about 10 years old. Maybe I really started to lean towards the whole zombie
thing. Did your parents worry about you? You know, I don't know.
I think they do. Yeah.
No,
that's a parent's job.
I know. I know. Huh? So, and now, are you married? Kids?
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay.
And I have three kids.
So
and another one on the way.
Oh,
so.
Congratulations!
Yeah.
You're gonna have me four like me.
Yeah.
So, question: do your kids all come in there? How old are they?
Yeah, one's he'll be a year next week.
So he's not a big help.
Yeah, we put them to work.
Yeah.
And then I have my other one's 5 and then 12.
Oh,
so
okay.
My 12-year-old actually volunteers in the haunt. He's,
really?
Yeah, he's one of the actors.
So do you make their faces up and all that? I mean,
yeah. He wears a mask. We do use some silicone latex masks, but for the most part, we do have makeup crew that comes in and does the makeup for everybody.
Wow. So what kind of responses do you ever get? Any of those kids coming out like crying their eyes out, or
oh
you know,
yeah, or worse.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We We had someone relieve themselves last week. So.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're kidding. Yeah. Oh, God. So, you know, I mean, it's so funny. It's kind of like those things like we just talked about. You want to go in, but the anticipation, and it's a little scary.
Yeah. It's not for everybody, yeah, for sure.
But it's so much fun, especially for the holiday right now.
Yeah, and I'm really proud of this year. Our actors are so amazing and just...
Now, how do you go about hiring all your people, or is it, you know, you've been doing it for 3 years now, but...
Yeah, we actually use volunteers through the House of Magic.
It's a nonprofit. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay.
So that's where we get a lot of our volunteers, and I think this year we got about 50 or 60 volunteers. But we've had more in the past, but we didn't need as many this year. But we've had in the past like over 100 volunteers, and it's just amazing the turnout we get from people.
That's so cool.
How they want to be involved. It's awesome.
That's cool. So each year has it just grown?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're with our volunteers, you mean?
Yeah. And the whole dead zone.
Oh, it's grown tremendously. I mean, it doesn't even compare. If you went to last year's haunt and you go to this one, it's completely new. And we advertise that it's completely new Halloween haunt.
So it's not something you've already seen. If you've already been there, you're going to still want to go see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, yeah.
All right. Well, I can't wait. And I know that I've got 4 children. I already kind of give them like a little heads up. They're like, oh, my God, you know. And I just think it's like the season right now. And there's nothing better than a local Halloween hunt. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, where can my listeners find out more about it and also get tickets if they don't win them here?
Yeah, on the website they can get tickets or show up at the night of the event. The event night's Fridays and Saturdays from 7 to 10. You can pick up tickets at the ticket booth.
Okay.
And they're $13, or you can go into Halloween Planet in Ventura or Oxnard and pick up a little postcard. There's a $2 off coupon at the bottom.
Oh, cool. Okay. So I have to always ask this, like, what's your favorite part of Halloween?
Oh.
He's like, thanks, Kim.
Everything
right?
about it.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I love everything from the pumpkin patches to everything.
Have you always dressed up?
Not every year. I like to. Since we've started this, I haven't, though. I've just been so busy because we're open on Halloween nights. So I usually take my kids to do an early trick-or-treating, and then I'm running over to Dead Zone. Last year, my son, who's a year now, was born on opening night, the exact time we were supposed to open.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
how'd you pull that off?
Oh, it was. Luckily, I had a good friend.
Gotta go. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, Rich Rink, who's a good friend of mine. He
covered for
the
you.
The rest of the guys over there. Yeah, they covered for me. But yeah, that was interesting.
That's funny. Honey, I need you. Like now. Wow. Yeah. I love it. So do you have any idea what's the most popular Halloween costume this year? It's always funny. Oh. There's like something in the news and then
really
everybody starts, you know.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
I mean, first thing that comes to mind, maybe Batman or something.
Really?
Yeah. My kids, at least, they're really into Batman right now.
Huh.
My oldest son is actually in the Penguin. It's kind of like an odd character to pick from the Batman thing. But yeah, that's who he wants to be.
All right. All right. I love to see how creative couples can get when they go to like Halloween parties and, you know, they've got like a whole suit on and I don't know. There's a couple things that I've heard of that are pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, check out the stores. There's all kinds of crazy stuff in there to choose from.
There you go. All right. Well, sounds good. All right. Well, I have some tickets here. And of course, it's for the Halloween Haunt Dead Zone 805. And I'd love to give some away right now. Let's do a family pack at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I want to add a little positive segment there. Replace every negative thought with a positive one. And to make sure that you... follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And, of course, stay connected to all those places so that you can win all these tickets that we're giving away. Also, we've got a newsletter that goes out every week, and we'd love to get that in your hands or in your mailbox, right? And again, we've got a podcast, so if you miss any of our shows or if you weren't able to listen to our shows from this morning, we'd love you to tune in there. And all you have to do to go is to iTunes on your smartphones, your podcast, and search out The Kim Pagano Show. With that, thank you so much, Nelson Cooper,
for being here
and for all the tickets. And yeah. I can't wait to go. I'm going to be like one of those, like with the, you know, my hands over my eyes. But I want to see. I love it. So,
yeah, it's
all
a
right.
Lot of fun.
Well, thanks for putting this together. And cool. I wish you lots of luck.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When we come back, we're going to be talking. We have so many different events that we're going to be talking about. So just stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time,
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention The Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of the 805, The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind everybody about our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got so many things that we're giving away. And I want to remind everybody on October 28th, Fork It Over, 6 to 9 at the Palm Garden Hotel, and I've got a couple pairs of tickets for you out there. It's going to be a great event. There's going to be lots of food and wine and lots of stuff, but it's going to be inspired by Girl Scout cookies, and they're going to take the Girl Scout cookies and make appetizers and desserts with it. So I'm going to be emceeing it. I'd love to see you out there, and I can't wait for you to join us out there. Call in right now for a pair of tickets at 805-419-0008. Also, Sunday 18th, we've got the Street Fair. This is a free event that everybody can come and check out, and they've got tons and tons of vendors, and that's 370 vendors, a whole street full. So definitely, I'd love everybody to get out there. That's 9 to 4 all day. And of course, in our studio, Gary Blum. You're like the man of many hats. I love
yes.
that. Yeah.
Yes.
And of course, we're going to be talking about Steampunk Fest, and that is happening October 17th, and it's over at the Oxnard Heritage, right?
Yes, right in downtown Oxnard.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. I was kind of looking at all the pictures, and I'm like, what is this exactly? So I'm so excited you're here to talk about it. So tell us a little bit about what are we going to find?
Well, we decided to come up with this idea for a steampunk festival in downtown Oxnard at Heritage Square. So that's an entire city block of turn-of-the-century buildings. So it's an awesome venue to have this. And steampunk is sort of future Victorian, or like science fiction Victorian. So it's a lot about the costuming. It's a lot about handmade things, crafted things. It's sort of people that like Renaissance fairs or pirate festivals. This is sort of the same thing. It's sort of dress up and make believe.
Okay.
And play.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do have a live band that's going to be there and a lot of other things going on.
Okay, cool. And what time does it start?
The event will be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, October 17th. There is an after party that continues on at the restaurant that we have there on the property. So for those who just want to like keep having fun, you can just stay there till 9 o'clock.
And there are those people out there that like to just, like, what do you mean the party's over, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, Gary, tell a little bit about who you are and what you do, because you have many hats.
A few, yeah. I'm a member of the Downtown Oxnard Merchants Association, so we're all about helping businesses in downtown Oxnard and celebrating the great history of our community. So we do lots of fun things. We do the Salsa Festival every year.
Yes, like, we've been a part of that.
Get to talk to you about that every summer.
Yeah.
We also run the Downtown Farmers Market. We get to do the Oxnard Christmas Parade and lots of little things throughout the year that help make downtown Oxnard a better place.
Where's all the farmers markets? I'd love to have somebody talk about that.
Our farmers market is in Plaza Park. It's every Thursday from 9 to 2. Actually, I just ran from there.
Oh, God. Okay.
And it's a great little market. It's not a huge one, but it's great having it in a park. Lots of places to relax, tables and chairs. We always have live music. So it's a great little weekday market.
Well, there you go. And do they have... just fruit and vegetables, that kind of thing?
Typical, but we have a lot of prepared food since we go through lunch period. A lot of people come there to grab lunch. For a lot of the downtown workers and
nice.
Stuff.
Nice. Any seafood?
You know, yes, we actually do. We have a shrimp cocktail truck that's very popular.
Oh, I love shrimp cocktail. Is there going to be any food over at the Steampunk Fest?
Yes. We do have an on-site restaurant, La Dolce Vita, so we are doing several different food functions. The one thing that's probably the best experience, we call it the Techno Teapot Tea. And for $15, you get this really cool boxed lunch in what we call the West Garden, West Courtyard area. And that can be by reservation if they go to our website. They can order it, pre-order it, or they can get it the day of. So there's that. If people want, our restaurant will be serving a limited menu, but all steampunk inspired. And we're also going to have beer tasting from Anchor Brewing. They specialize in steam-based beer, so it's sort of a steampunk-themed beer. And then we also have wine tasting at our on-site.
Do you have any, steam clams or any of that stuff?
Oh, my God, that's a great idea, Kim. Thank you.
I know.
I'm going to tell them.
I'm serious. That's, my favorite. How did you come up with a steampunk fest?
You know what? I'm glad you asked. Yeah. Steampunk started in the mid-80s. It was sort of an evolution of the British punk movement, but it's a more reserved, traditional, based on the history of the Victorian and Western era. And we decided to do it because this is a symbolic event for us because it's the beginning of our 25th year. It's the big celebration of our 24th year of existence at Heritage Square. So we're going to do like Disney's doing. We're doing like this countdown to our 25th anniversary. And so we're sort of looking to the future by looking backwards. And so we thought a steampunk festival will be incredible to bring new energy, new excitement to the square, and bring people there that would like to tour the site.
Wow, that is so cool. Okay, so how much does it cost to get in?
That's the best part. It's a free event.
I wanted to hear that.
Yeah,
okay,
totally free
cool.
to the public. It's our nonprofit foundation that's operating it for us. Now, there are profit centers. If you buy our official T-shirt, if you buy something to eat or drink, or if you partake in our vendors, we have over 30 vendors that'll be there carrying steampunk products. All those percentages will add up to our net profit for the event for our school tours.
So what do you buy tickets for?
You can buy tickets for several different things. We have workshops. So if you wanted to know, how do I dress in steampunk? Because Halloween's 2 weeks away. You can actually, for $5, take one of our lectures, and there's a fashion show with it, and they actually tell you about all the subgenres of the steampunk era and the styles. We have a hat-making workshop. We have four different workshops, and if you go to our website, oxnardsteampunkfest.com, we list all the opportunities there, what you can buy tickets for.
Wow, very cool. And is this your first one?
This is our first one. We hope to do another one.
There you go. Yeah. I love it. Have you heard a lot of good thoughts and everybody excited about it?
I have to tell you, you wouldn't think there are that many people in Ventura County that were into this. We've got a featured band, the Velveteen Band. They're really popular here in Ventura. They're based in Ventura. They're performing at 3:30 to 5, completely free. And we've got other musicians and performers, but we've got people coming from as far south as San Diego, as far north as Lompoc, because there's nothing like this in Central California. You've got to go to Portland or Seattle or San Diego or LA to go to these steampunk gatherings. So everyone's just so excited. We've got this whole contingency coming from Santa Barbara County. It's 20 people. They've got this whole steampunk group up there. They're all coming down and having a good time.
I love it. Well, you know what? I mean, we got to add those Steve... the mussels and the clams and all that.
Restaurant.
I know. I'm serious. It'd be good. You know what? I thank you so much for coming in here. Now, talk about Techno Teapot tea.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the lunch option. So that's basically the thematic lunch option that people have, where it's an all-inclusive box lunch and all the ice cold tea or hot tea you'd like during the day. So if you wanted a food experience, it's a whole little cool little box of all kinds of intricate little food items in there. And a lot of the steampunk movement is like with gears and cogs and industrial kind of things. So there'll be a whole theme with it. This is a belt buckle I have right here on my hand.
I love that.
Yeah, it's all about like goggles and cool things. So it's a fun thing that people like to dress up in. And so it's a thematic tea is what it is.
Thematic tea. Yeah. All right. Well, Gary Blum, thank you again. Keep us in mind for all of, want to get about a couple
of
tickets?
Yeah, and I also want to let you know, I've got two VIP tickets that
are worth
$35 each that include that tea. It includes some raffle tickets, two beverages at the Aristocrat Lounge, which is our full bar there. And so if you want to give those away, Kim,
let's
we'd love to
do that
to
right
let you
now.
Do that.
805-419-0008. 419-0008. We've got tickets for you. And of course, it's all about the Steampunk Fest. That's October 17th. What time does it start?
11 a.m.
11 till
5 p.m. After party till 9.
There you go. Don't tell people about the after party. No. You know, they're going to be there all the time. All right. Thank you so much, Gary, for bringing all of this fun in here on the Kim Pagano Show, another brighter side of the 805. We're going to take a really quick break and, of course, call in for those VIP tickets right now. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Soma's Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Soma's Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Soma's Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Soma's Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805. And oh my gosh, we've been like talking about all these great events that we have here. Thanks for everybody coming out to Strides Against Breast Cancer this morning. Also, definitely go to the Caneo Valley Home Remodeling and RV Show. That's over at the Hyatt Westlake. Jennifer's over there right now, and then I'll be over there later after the show, and then also all day tomorrow, 11 to 4. And definitely check that out. Also, this weekend we've got the Ojai Studio Artist Tour, and that is out over, it's a set of, it's a Columbus Day weekend, that's what we've got going on right now, and definitely get out there. We've got a pair of tickets for you if you're interested in going. Call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, that's today and tomorrow. All right, our next guest is Camilla Salisbury, and we are going to be talking about Chickpea Flour Cookbook. Did we lose her? Oh, maybe so. Anyways, and it's a great book, so I'm excited to talk to her a little bit about that and actually really find out. I've never heard of what chickpea flour is. So while we're getting her back on the phone, I do want to tell everybody about the Ojai, since we're talking about Ojai. Sunday, October 25th, we've got the Taste of Ojai, and that's the Rotary Club of Ojai that's putting this on. It's the 15th annual. And I've got another pair of tickets for you guys out there. And, of course, all you have to do is call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And if you want to know more information about this, all you have to do is go to the Taste of Ojai and look it up. And it's going to have live dancing, live music, dancing, silent auction, food, wine, and fun. So it's going to be another great time. I'm telling you, there's so many great things. Let's see if we can get Camilla on the line. Camilla Salisbury, how are you?
I'm good, Kim. Great to be on the show.
Well, thank you so much. I was just telling all of our listeners, what is chickpea flour? Never heard of that. And, of course, that is the name of your book, the Chickpea Flour Cookbook.
It is. Yeah, I'm so excited about chickpea flour, clearly, by the topic of the book. But chickpea flour is just that. It is dried chickpeas that are then ground into a really fine flour. It looks a lot like all-purpose flour once it's ground. And it's actually been used for thousands of years in cultures around the world, mostly Middle East, but also Southeast Asia. And then also in southern Italy and Spain and France as well.
Wow. And is it obviously so healthy?
It is incredibly healthy. It's one of those flours that's naturally gluten-free. And another great, great bonus to it is it's really high in protein and high in fiber. It has a really low glycemic index for anyone who's concerned about their sugar levels. But what I love about it most is it's so incredibly versatile, and you can do things with it that you can't do with any other ingredient and certainly no other flour.
Wow. And I know you talk a little bit about almond flour. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got chickpea flour. Now, can we just, without actually taking our chickpeas and drying them out and grinding them, can we just go buy it somewhere?
You can. You can buy it already ground. Bob's Red Mill is probably the most common brand that you can find. And what's great about it is it's really inexpensive. So
really?
Sometimes it's a little, yeah, it's like $1.99 for a two-pound bag.
Oh,
and
my
you can
God.
Also get it. I know, it's great.
And where did you say to buy it? Bob's?
Bob's Red Mill is a really common brand of like healthy flours and grains and such. It's usually in
like
they
Whole
make great
Foods.
Oats.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and actually, just the sort of natural or healthy food section of the grocery store.
Oh, okay, great.
Should have it as
okay.
well. Yeah. So you can buy it ready made. You can also, I know in the LA area, great Asian markets and Indian markets, you can sometimes get it for as little as 50 cents, a dollar a pound. It's really inexpensive.
Oh, wow. And now so then also you talk about the almond flour. What's the difference between that? That must be really healthy, too.
Well, almond flour is incredibly healthy, but, it's certainly limited to people who are free from any
nuts
tree allergies.
Or exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Nuts. So that's certainly a concern for some families and then also individuals. It's also incredibly expensive. So we're talking upwards of, $12 a pound, more if it's organic. And it also has its limitations, even though it's a delicious flour. Because it's very high in the natural fats in it, that you tend to get very heavy baked goods, for example. And as I mentioned earlier, there's some things you can do with chickpea flour that are unique to chickpea flour. You can turn it into one of the most delicious French fries on the planet Earth that's healthy and has been made in the south of France for many, many years. It's called panisse. And you can bake it or fry it. It's just mixing the chickpea flour with water and olive oil. And then it sets like a polenta. and you just cut it into French fry shapes, and then you can either spritz it with a little bit of olive oil and bake it until they're crisp, or you can, if you want to go all out, you could deep fry them, but you can get the same great crispness just by oven baking them.
Oh, so my God. Amazing. I'm looking through your book, Camilla. It is so, I like, these are recipes I've never even heard of because you make them all with this chickpea flour. And
that's right. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your background. And is this your first book?
It is not. It's actually my 23rd book.
How did I not know that? Oh, my God. 23 books.
I know. I know. I'm kind of obsessive.
That's awesome, though. I love that. So,
oh, thanks so much.
So, yeah, Kim. No. So what are you? Okay. So tell us a little bit about your inspiration, your journey, and how you started writing books.
Sure. Well, I have a sort of unusual background for getting into food writing. But I started out by doing some catering. I'm from California. I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area. So I did catering for a number of years after college. Then I decided to go to graduate school. I got a PhD in medical sociology. I don't know where
that come
from.
Yeah, but that's good.
And while I was there in graduate school, I started writing freelance articles on food and doing a lot of experimentation and also entering a lot of cooking contests. And so I really got a lot of experience with food writing and recipe development. So while I was still in graduate school, I started publishing books. And then once I was done with my degree, I sort of decided to change path and pursue what I really love, which is cooking and recipe development.
Wow.
I should mention, too, that I'm really a fitness nut. I just finished my 12th triathlon a few weeks ago.
Congratulations.
And I run Thank you.
Wow. You know, on our earlier show, we were talking. I had an interview with a doctor, and
yes,
they were talking about BMI, and I was so disappointed because I have a really high BMI, and I'm like, okay, I really got it. It's like not even about the weight anymore. Now it's like my BMI, and it's funny, my husband's like, stop with the BMI, but I, you know, it's like that really disturbed me, and she said that you have to be 25 or under, and what's your BMI? I'm just going to...
I don't know. Really? I don't know what I weigh. I don't weigh myself. I don't know what my BMI is.
But obviously, if you're running and doing all these great things, I'm sure you don't even have to worry about it, right?
I'm naturally tall and get the skinny jeans from
my
dad. So.
All right. Well, that's good. But you know what? But eating healthy is the key, isn't it?
It really is. And what I really feel, too, and that's really been the push of this book and my most recent books, is that I love to combine great-tasting food into healthy meals and delicious meals that really power you through your day. I actually don't like the idea of skinny foods. I like foods that naturally give you energy and power and zip, and that also happen to be incredibly delicious, too. So I really like getting a little bit of everything.
I agree. I'm looking at the skillet pizza with figs, goat cheese, and arugula. Oh, my God. That's like my favorite.
Oh, my gosh. Kim, that is the easiest pizza crust anyone is ever going to make. And it's based on a longstanding tradition in Italy making what's called farinata, which is, again, chickpea flour, water, olive oil. And you bake it in a hot skillet with more olive oil in the pan. And it's ready in minutes, and then you just top it with any topping that you like. You get crisp edges. It's a little bit creamy in the center, where it gets a little bit thicker.
Yeah. Oh my God, it looks amazing. That sounds so easy. How did you find chickpea flour? Like, you know what I mean? What was your inspiration?
Sure. Well, I started doing a lot more gluten-free recipe development and, you know, the last 5 to 6 years, and experienced some frustration with some of the flours that are out there. I came across chickpea flour and started doing some experimenting with it, and I just loved the way it worked in a wide range of recipes. So for these different kinds of treatments, like the pizza crust I mentioned and the panisse, the French, the very French fries made with chickpea flour, but also for what it can do for just everyday favorites like waffles and muffins and things like that. So I started exploring the possibilities of a cookbook on the topic, and I love, too, that it does have the really high protein content and high fiber. So you just get those things naturally, but the main point is that it's delicious, it's easy, it's frugal. So everything that people are looking for today.
I love it. I'm looking at your chickpea lemon curd. Ooh, yummy. Gosh, I mean,
and
there's so many things
kind of
to do.
Yeah, that's kind of an aside here is that because of the creaminess of chickpeas and the high protein content, that for years people who are vegan or allergic to eggs have been using a combination of water and chickpea flour as an egg replacement. It works really well in a wide range of recipes. So you can actually make these sort of eggy-tasting dishes using chickpea flour and no eggs at all, including lemon curd. You can make a morning scramble with chickpea flour, which, you know, now the eggs are so have gone up so much.
Right.
It's a great way to feed everyone at the table, whether they're vegan or gluten-free or high protein. Everyone can have the dish and love it.
I'm so excited to learn about this. I do want to remind anybody that's tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Camilla Salisbury. We're talking about her book, The Chickpea Flour Cookbook. What other books do you write about? I would love to have you back and you know, talk about all
I'd
of your stuff.
Oh, I'd love to be on. Well, my book just previous to this one was called, or is called, Power Hungry. It's a do-it-yourself power bar book. So, you know, almost everyone these days has grabbed a power bar, energy bar to go. They can get expensive. They can have junky ingredients in them sometimes. So this book is all simple, frugal ways to make.
I love you. Kind of keep using that word frugal, and I love that because everything's so costly when you want to try to eat healthy, right?
And I think that is a big stumbling block for so many people. Is that, you know, you look at the prices at Whole Foods or even at the grocery store, and it's hard to justify paying so much more for healthy foods, but doing it yourself really can make it affordable. And but I think the key then too is to make it really simple, so not having 50 steps and 5,000 ingredients in the recipe list. Like, no, this is something you can make in 5 minutes, and then you have power bars for the entire week.
Wow. Camilla, will you stay on with us? I need to take a really quick break, but I would love to find out some more about all of what you do.
Thanks so much, Kim.
Absolutely. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I'd love to give something away. And how about some Famous Dave's? I've got a gift certificate for that. And call in right now, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you all of our shows in the morning from 6 to 8. And, of course, it's all about the brighter side of life in the 805. And not only that, you can, if you miss any of our shows, you can always go to our podcast. And that is KimPaganoShow.com, or you can go on our iTunes and listen to our podcast, and that just search out Kim Pagano. Also, we have a newsletter that talks about all of our great guests and anything that we are involved in, all these amazing events that we have going on. And if you're interested in getting one of those to your email, just give us a call. And our number always is 805-419-0008. If you have a business that you would like to, talk about on our show, share with us, or even have us advertise for you, we would love to hear from you. Right now, we are talking with Camilla Salisbury. We're talking about something totally new to me. I love this. I always get to learn on my show. I hope that you are too. It's called the Chickpea Flour Cookbook. And Camilla, I want to have you back because, oh my God, I love when I meet somebody that's like a whole different direction, you know, and I can learn stuff from it. And I'm sure my listeners can learn. So is there any special tips for using or storing chickpea?
For chickpea flour, one thing that's really great is it doesn't require a lot of special handling. You don't have to keep it in the refrigerator the way you would, say, for a grain flour. Since grain flours can go rancid, even your all-purpose flour, and almond flour, nuts can certainly go bad after a short period. Chickpea flour, you can keep it at room temperature, just in a regular sealed container. So that's storage. Other tips, you can... In any recipe that you already make that has regular flour in it, you can substitute, about a quarter to a third of the all-purpose flour for chickpea flour. If you just want to experiment a little bit with it, you can try it that way without going all chickpea flour. If you do decide to use all chickpea flour, say in a baking recipe, you can just be sure to add a little bit more liquid or an extra egg to the baking so that it rises properly. Chickpea flour tends to absorb a little bit more liquid than regular grain flours.
So does it taste different?
Well, what's interesting here is when it's raw, it really does not taste anything like you would want to put in your mouth. It does not have a good flavor at all. But then again, all-purpose flour, when you taste it, is raw, isn't going to taste that great. But when it is cooked or baked, it has the most incredible flavor. It has a naturally nutty flavor to it. So when you think about chickpeas, when they get toasted and it brings out the nuttiness, the same thing happens with the chickpea flour. So it's great in combination with spices and herbs on the savory side, but then it is just over the top crazy good when you combine it with things like chocolate, cocoa, molasses, or brown sugar.
So is it fattening like, flour?
I know, fattening like flour. Well, here's what's really great about it. Because its profile is so different from grain flours, it really is a beneficial flour to have on a regular basis. It has, first of all, that lower glycemic index. So the spike that people often get in their blood sugar levels when they eat refined flours in particular, they're not going to get by eating chickpea flour. It's also because of the balance of fiber and protein in the flour that it's not going to you're going to get a much
my brain healthier. Is gone. That's okay.
It's just a much better balanced food than any kind of grain flour that you could eat.
Okay.
And since it's naturally gluten-free, of course, anyone who has even the slightest sensitivities to wheat or to grains is going to be able to eat this with ease. So really beneficial to the digestive system. And it also has a lot of micro nutrients, vitamins and minerals that you're not going to get from grains.
Wow, I love it. Let me ask you a question. First of all, I love your book. I can't wait to see all your other books.
So
you have to send
me
all your books, and I'd love to keep
definitely.
Having you back. What is your favorite recipe in this book?
Okay, well, definitely, I have to wear my heart on my sleeve here. Definitely the fries that I mentioned before. Which
yeah,
is
I'm looking for those
the
fries.
Top, crazy
okay.
good.
Okay.
Okay, it's panisse. Okay. Yeah, I should find the page for you. But also, I have, with the holidays coming up, I am crazy about the pie crust I've developed for this, and I use it to make mocha cream pie in here.
Yum.
And I should mention that all of my recipes in here are also use just natural sugars, and also give lots of options for making them vegan or and using non-dairy products as well. But this pie crust, for anyone who has fear of pie crust, this is one you just mix up, you stir together in the bowl, and then you press it into the pie pan.
Wow.
And it is crisp. It's light. No one is ever going to guess, is this a gluten-free crust or is this made from chickpea flour? It is crispy, light, incredibly delicious.
I love it.
So easy.
Wow. Where do we find your book? And thank you so much. Seriously, I would love you to send me all your stuff because I would love to have you back on.
Oh, thanks so much, Kim. People can find it any online bookseller, so Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of those sellers, and then also at any major bookstore as well.
There you go. Well, thank you. We are at the end of our show, and of course, pick up your copy of the Chickpea Flour Cookbook. Thank you so much, Camilla. Of course, we're going
to
end our show.
It was a delight to be on.
Well, thank you. We're going to end our show with a moment of happiness. Promote what you love instead of bashing what you hate. That is the end of our show, and I hope you have an amazing week out. Come out and see us at all these great events. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. We'll talk to you later.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice. The sugar and spice. I feel nice.